Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, how often am I supposed to do this?
Well, at the beginning, we usually cluster the PRP treatments to every 4 to 6 weeks.
I just need to wait till I get out of show business. I got to keep looking 45.
You know, overall, you're doing very, very well with this. So,
would you say I'm a success story?
You are.
Posh Show. Posh Show. Posh Show for show.
It's Posh Show time. And I'm your host, Daniel Tosh. The date, April 2nd. Oh my goodness. Yesterday, big day in our household. Tons of April Fool's pranks. Oh, I got my wife so good yesterday.
I took
one of her pregnancy tests. All right.
Okay.
You're supposed to pee on those sticks.
Right.
That's not what I did.
What'd you do?
I pooped on it.
Ah.
And then she just walks in and she just goes, What did you do? And I said, April Fools. She goes, it doesn't even make any sense. It's like, first of all, you can't have a baby. You're a man. And second of all, there's poop on our counter.
April Fools.
April Fools. Got her. Here's something crazy. I went to the grocery store in Malibu, and I was talking to an employee there. You ever talk to employees at grocery stores?
Little bit.
I try to avoid it. Anyway, I was talking to this guy, and I said, why were you guys closed yesterday? And he tells me, he goes, well, I'm not supposed to discuss it, but Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show was filming their season finale here yesterday. All right, spoiler alert, this is for the upcoming season of the show. This is the big season finale. This random grocery store person is telling me that they rented out the entire store, shut it down, and then they acted like they were grocery shopping. And then this was the scene that apparently happened, that Kylie reveals that she's pregnant again with, wait for it, Timothy Chalamet's kid.
What?
Holy moly, what a bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. That's big news in our household because we love Wonka. Now he's going to have a baby with Kylie. Now, this might not be true. I'm not verifying anything. This is just what an employee at a grocery store in Malibu told me.
It's just what you hear.
Isn't that neat?
That's pretty neat.
What a crazy world I live in where they just close the grocery store and then film a TV show, a reality show, and Kylie says, I'm pregnant with Timothy Chalamet's kid. You heard it here first on Tosh Show. All right. That's all I got. Oh, I hear we're doing a new segment called Dicks of the Week.
Yep.
Now, people that are fans of Tosh.0 are going to say, wait a second, didn't you guys have a segment on that show called Dick of the Week? Yes, this is very different. This is Dicks of the Week. See, that's plural.
Mm-hmm.
The old one was just Dick of the Week. This is Dicks of the Week, and we're using a different font. So good luck trying to sue us. All right, let's see this video, Ed. That's a real dick move right there. Not a single BBC on there. Shame. Hashtag high school prank so white. You want a pro tip? You got to get on the roof and suck them off. That's the best way to get them. Trust me, I'm an expert at getting dicks off. You got to climb on the roof, suck them off. Now it's time for Amazians. That's Asians doing amazing things. And I know some of you are like, that's an old segment from Tosh.0. You're right. Show me the video. This is how the Final Four should be settled. You think Otani's betting on this? I mean, this proves it. Asia is better at television than we are. All right, let's get to it. Speaking of Tosh.0, a lot of people over the course of my career have made comments about my hair. Some have noticed at the beginning of Tosh.0 that I was balding. You can see it right there, interviewing the Afro Ninja. I don't even know if you should say that anymore. That's how long ago it was. My hair definitely looks better. Then there was a time on the show that I buzzed my hair off and was like, I'm done with it. I'm done with caring. I even convinced people on my staff to shave their head in solidarity. A lot of times people do that when they go through chemotherapy, but I was like, balding is equally, if not more, traumatic. So I convinced a bunch of people on the staff to shave their head. But that was before the show picked up a little steam and became the runaway smash hit, the staple of the entire network before it came crumbling down to whatever it is today. The problem that I have, it'd be one thing if there was bald people in my family, but like my parents have great hair. My dad doesn't even have like a single gray hair in his head, just thick. My brother, thick. But I, the one person in our entire family that decides to get in show business, goes bald. You know what that is?
That's karma.
No. Karma? No. That's just God's plan.
Yeah, God's plan.
He's just throwing me a little curveball. Says, okay, Mr. Funny Guy, let's see what you think of this. And then I realized, well, I gotta keep my hair. And I started doing it all. The Propecia, the Rogaine. But I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. So I was like, it's time for me to see a professional. Today's guest will not be joining me in the hot seat. Instead, I'll be joining them in their hot seat. I'm going to let you guys get a peek behind the curtain to watch what I have to go through to keep this beautiful, luscious locks of wavy brown goodness that sits atop my head. Enjoy. Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. Set in feudal Japan, Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance. And crime fans, don't miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Okay, I've got my celebrity disguise on. Now we're in the stairwell. We go to the back entrance so no one sees me go in to a dermatologist's office. This is what you do if you're a celebrity. You don't have to sit in the waiting area. These are the perks. We go the back way. They leave a door open right into a room, a private room. Nobody sees me. Nobody knows, oh, he's getting his hair done. Of course, broadcasting it seems to be the wrong move, but whatever. Okay, follow me. That's the lobby. This is the private room. No one knows I'm here.
Now, the first thing I do when I get in there is I get myself comfortable and fall asleep because they make you wait. But today, since I have cameras, I'm not going to sleep and they're not going to make me wait as much. And Craig and I always have a good time talking.
You know what he said to me, Craig?
What's that?
He's like, well, don't say that it hurts that bad. And I go, because you don't want to scare people away. I go, well, people don't care about pain if it actually works.
This is true.
What percentage of people come in here to do this PRP? Is it a lot or not that many?
Well, we see probably 25 people a day.
And for this?
No. For PRP, 4 or 5. So, all right.
Do you need this arm?
Yeah, please.
Where do you see this syringe? It's comical. How many times have I done this?
I'd have to look at your chart, but probably 7 or 8 by now.
What, 7?
Wouldn't there more?
Yes, of course. Well, I mean, if you go back to the days of just the poison in the head.
Yeah, well, that was different, the microneedling.
Now, my original doctor was Dr. Peter Goldman, who he has passed away, but he was a wonderful doctor. And he didn't have any fingernails, but that didn't stop me from going to see him. He would stab my head full of poison, and hair would grow. I'm like, this guy's amazing. But what I loved the most about him is he would always tell me stories about old Hollywood. Like, he knew, like, the Rat Pack and the Palm Springs era. So that was always interesting. I always like it when doctors tell me about their cool old clients. I mean, probably not supposed to, but whatever. And now the new doctor, Dr. DeBeau, took over all of his clients and stuff. And that's where I go once, twice a year for a little maintenance, a little upkeep, a little PRP, where they take all my blood out. They take my blood from my arm and then they stick it in a machine, I guess, and spin it. I've never really asked, just other people do it. And I'm like, oh, I trust them. Hey, I don't think they can do anything too crazy. And then they inject it back into your head, and apparently your hair grows.
Does the needle penetrate the skull?
No. No, he
it just bends and breaks on the skull.
Exactly.
Ow.
He injects just to the depth of the base of the hair follicle. So just a couple of millimeters.
But really, he just bangs against your skull.
Well, it doesn't go that deep. You doing okay here?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It takes a little while. We're doing.
Well, yeah, it's because it's a syringe that you purchased from Carrot Top. Isn't the machine that you spend my blood in this? Is it in the closet?
No, it's down in her lab.
Oh, got it. I don't know why I thought it was in this closet.
We used to have it back in this room, right. So you're not imagining.
All right.
But during the pandemic, we moved it.
That's how you fought COVID-19.
Well, to reduce the amount of FaceTime that I was in the room with the patient.
Oh, that must have been tough for you to be like, I'm going to get COVID because these vain motherfuckers want hair.
How was that?
It's fine.
Not too bad,
it's
I hope.
No, you're fine. You don't hurt me.
You know? It's the next part.
No, not even the next part. The next part's okay, too.
Okay, be back shortly.
See ya. So they just took my blood. Then they put in a machine, spins it, I think, and then they stick it back in my head. If you see behind you, you got the chart there of what kind of baldness men have. I'm number three or four is mine. I'm sorry, Roman numerals threw me. The third one down. I'm a little combination of three and four. And then I think this cost me. I don't know how much this cost me. We'll find out at the end. That's another thing. I don't ever look at what I'm paying. I assume it's, my guess is it's going to be between $1,200 and $3,000. That's my guess. I have no idea. Here we go. Come on in. Look at how many needles are in his hand. How much you give me to take one of those needles and stick it in the eye of my cock? What I want one day is to be sitting in this chair and like a much more important celebrity comes through the door and they have to be like, okay, sorry, Daniel, you were on cable a decade ago. We gotta make way for Jack Sparrow.
Let me be clear. I have turned on a lot of people to this doctor and this procedure and they don't want me to mention their names. And I respect that, but I'm going to. There's about five or six men and women from the Tosh.0 offices all went there. Let's see, who else is there? Celebrities I've seen coming out of that office. Who else is there? That one guy from that home makeover show.
I don't go through the cabinets or any of that stuff. Just take a nap. Wouldn't it be cool if I died during this procedure? That would be good. This podcast would get a lot of views. Here we go. Okay, come on in. Come on in. How are you, doctor?
How are you? Good to see you.
Good, nice to see you, thank you.
So we're going to do another PRP treatment today, which I know you look forward to.
I don't. It's just the sound that bothers me. Other than that, I'm a fan.
First thing we're going to do here, as usual, is we're going to give you a little bit of numbing medicine. We can steal it. So you're going to feel a few little pokes there in the front.
Feel free to give me lots.
Just a few little bee stings as we...
This doesn't bother me.
And this... We just sort of give you a little halo or a little ridge of numbing medicine here and then a little bit more in the back and it helps to lessen the stinging. Okay?
I'm fine. I can handle all this. How far is too far gone when it comes to trying to save your hair?
In general?
Uh-huh.
Well, people who do best with this are the people who start early on in the process. So if your hair loss is just starting, if you're in your 20 or 30 somethings, those are generally the people that respond best, not just to PRP, but to any of the hair loss medications that we do. So, you know, if I see someone who's older, 60, 70, and they're looking more like a cue ball, those are generally people that we're not going to.
Well, you told Pete.
We're not going to hold a lot of hope for.
My guy that works with me, Pete, who's bald, you looked at him and said, no, don't do it.
Yeah. So, you know, if I feel like it's the chances are really low, or it's never really a lost cause, but if you're too far gone, it's generally we encourage you to embrace your situation and move on.
Eddie, did you ever try any of the products to grow your hair back?
I think I did a little bit of the Rogaine, like way, way back.
Rogaine, the topical one?
Mm-hmm. And then I gave up.
Yeah.
And by the time you were doing this, you had told me that he said where my level of baldness was, too late to come back.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie, I don't know if you want me to talk about this or not. And if you don't, you just stop me. I remember a time when you were buying awful CVS hair dye and dyeing your hair. And it would just be like all over your neck.
Yeah, I remember like Megan being like, you're just ruining pillowcases, Eddie. You have to just stop.
I actually think I have a photo of you in Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago. And I'm pretty sure you like in the, like outside, just applied a batch of it.
What percentage women do you do versus men?
As far as PRP goes?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I would say it's roughly evenly split.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you fix LeBron James's hairline?
I didn't.
You're not allowed to say.
I'm not allowed to say if I did.
I know.
But I'll tell you that I didn't.
All right. Did somebody fix his hairline?
I've heard he had something else done, perhaps, but I can't really. I don't know. I'm sure.
So what about hair transplants now,
yeah,
where they do individual follicles?
Right.
Should I start doing that?
That's sort of the newer method of doing it.
And yes.
The advantage to doing the FUEs are that you don't have a linear scar.
Right.
In the back of your scalp. So, you know, it's important if you ever wanted to cut your hair short that you not have that linear scar back.
But you don't do that, do you?
I'm not doing those anymore. I used to.
But I mean, do you do the actual transplant ones, the individual hairs, or no?
No.
Okay.
I've got a couple of colleagues who only do that kind of work, and they do it all day, every day. So.
All right.
They have.
Do you want me to do that?
I don't think you're ready. I think your frontal hairline's pretty good. I think you responded well to what we're doing.
All right.
So you generally want to hold off on hair transplants as long as possible, because there's obviously a limited amount of hair that you can move around.
Gotcha.
So we like to sort of maximize the medical stuff first and delay the surgery as much as possible. I'm done with your numbing.
All right, thank you.
We'll let you relax here for a few minutes.
Thank you.
We're going to go get your PRP and we'll be back.
Thank you. Thanks. He was so professional. That's not how he normally talks to me.
Do we consider this plastic surgery? What's the vote, guys?
No.
But what do you call it if not
if
plastic?
If you get Botox, it's just a needle.
It's a cosmetic procedure. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm doing a cosmetic procedure. Now, where do I draw the line? Will I start doing Botox?
No, don't do that.
Don't do Botox? I've never considered it.
Yeah, don't.
What about teeth whitening? Do you consider that a cosmetic surgery or a cosmetic procedure?
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yes. If you're paying.
I've never had it done professionally. I've just done some of those white strips before.
Yeah, that is not.
That's not even a cosmetic procedure.
That's home care.
What do you consider a haircut? I'm just trying to, where do you draw the line? What about trying to get 3 extra inches on my cock?
That's ambition.
Plastic surgery.
That's plastic surgery?
If you're going under the knife.
I'm not going under, I'm just doing the rubber band weight thing.
It's working out. No, that's working out. That's working out. It's cock day, everybody.
I guess that this is what I always discuss is what's the line for cosmetic surgery. My wife, I encourage her to get all kinds of work done. She refuses. Says not interested. I want to grow old gracefully. And I'm like, it's not happening. It's abrupt and it's alarming.
Stupid. Okay, PRP time.
Craig's in here giving me medical advice, okay? Tell him to knock it off, stay in his lane. How long has Craig worked for you?
Craig has been with us more than 20 years.
Could be 20? 22. Oh,
22, that's not a bad.
That's incredible. Isn't that nice?
That's more than 20.
That's what you should do. Is, yeah. It's so nice when you get to work one place for a long time. Ah, I like a routine. How come after this, my head feels like a balloon? Is it because it's just filled with all my blood?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, got a bunch of fluid in there, and the skin has been sort of stretched.
You tell me not to sleep on my stomach because the blood will rush forward and I'll get like a but I actually want to do that one time just to see if it actually...
see what it looks like.
Does it actually happen?
It's not really blood. It's just, it's a combination of, you know, the PRP fluid and a little bit of the anesthetic we use. And sometimes there's a little bit of swelling. And all of that fluid, if you sleep on your side or your face, can sort of settle onto your forehead and mm-hmm. maybe it.
If this one doesn't hurt as bad as they normally do to me, I'm going to be mad at you guys because I'm like, oh, you're taking it easy because I got a camera on me.
So we normally do about, you know, there's between 15 and 70 PRP shots over the top of the scalp.
Uh-huh.
And once in a while, we'll get a little bee sting, but it shouldn't be too much.
I mean, you say little bee sting. I mean, little bee. If you get stung by a bee, it fucking hurts.
Wow. Yes. I agree with you.
Imagine getting stung by 10 bees in your head. It'd be a bad day.
So he's given you around 70 stabs in the head, but that doesn't count the 20 or 30 needles beforehand to numb your head. And they talked about, it's just like a little bee sting. You tell that to Macaulay Culkin and My Girl. You get 100 bee stings on your head, you're going to die. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you figure out that the PRP would grow hair?
You know, that was actually discovered probably more than 10 years ago. There were some hair loss folks in Florida who were working with this. They were sort of looked at what the orthopedics guys were doing with PRP for injuries, and they thought, well, if PRP is helping to heal sports injuries and things like that, maybe it'll help to stimulate hair follicles.
Did they test it on animals first or no?
I'm not sure. I think they might have, but because it's really PRP is your own serum. It's your own plasma.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a drug, so it's something that you can't really have a reaction to.
I saved my kids' stem cells, their umbilical cord. Uh-oh. Can I put that in my head? Would that help me?
We could talk about that. So stem cells are an area of a lot of controversy and research. They're not yet approved. But okay. There's a lot of buzz around exosomes and stem cells.
I really was just shooting from the hip there.
Right. I would stay tuned.
Uh-huh.
I'm
not going to get rid of them.
If you've got those umbilical cords hanging around the house for some reason.
They're in the meat freezer.
There you go. So how are you doing so far? We're almost halfway done.
I'm way better today. I'm not going to lie.
Now, I know when you're watching this, I don't react like it hurts that bad. And that's because it didn't hurt that bad. But normally, it does. And you can feel it. When the needle goes through your head, it's like you're hearing it on the inside of your ears, just a crunching sound as the needle hits your bone.
You doing okay so far?
No, it's just the noise. It's the noise of it going in your head.
Is this vanity? I guess. I wasn't planning on doing it for as long as I've done it. I thought I'd be like off television and out of the biz. I don't know. You guys won't leave me. Let me go. Let my hair go. Now I feel like I just got to see how long they can keep my hair at this point, right? Let's see what science can do.
Now, how often am I supposed to do this?
Well, at the beginning, we usually cluster the PRP treatments to every 4 to 6 weeks. But after you're done with the first block of treatments, we maintain it for most people only at at a couple of times per year.
I just need to wait until I get out of show business. I got to keep looking 45.
You bet. That's my goal. Your funnel hairline is strong, and overall you're doing very, very well with us. So,
would you say I'm a success story?
You are.
I should be embarrassed to show this, and truth be told, I am. I am embarrassed to show this, but I feel if I show this, I can help other young male hosts out there that there is help and you're not alone. That's why I do this.
You ever mix up any blood and all of a sudden I get Johnny Depp's hair?
Has it happened?
Not happened. So our last syringe. So what we're doing here is we're I'm just giving you a little extra PRP there. So one spot here in your mid-scalp that's just a tad thinner than the area. So we're putting a little extra PRP here.
That's because I'm VIP. I get the extra.
That's it.
Oh, that's exciting.
All right, Daniel, you seem to have survived.
Thank you.
We are finished.
What the fuck, Craig? That's the first time it didn't hurt.
I'm glad. But it didn't hurt. I'm sorry you were in so much pain before.
No, you guys violently jab like you've got a lunch to get to. Oh, this is where it's weird right now. Going like this, like lifting your eyebrows, you just feel your whole head like it's, you know, very, very tight. Okay, now I have to put my disguise back on. This is cheaper than any PRP. A nice Lululemon hat. I'm no longer bald. And you can't tell who I am. Lululemon, send me a bunch of stuff. Can I want a VIP. Will you pay and bring my receipt back to me? Thank you.
You're right back.
Okay. You're wonderful. You want me to check your prostate? While we're in here. Technically, that's not. Once you break the surface, you're no longer in the dermatology field. He can do the rim of the asshole, but it cannot go in. Oh, look at that. That's disturbing. I didn't know. Okay, thank you very much.
See you back in about 4 to 6 months for another treatment? Maybe.
6 months.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're
out
this way.
You can go out okay. The back when you're done. Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Take
care. $1,400. Money well spent. $1,400. Get rid of my stuff, and we're out of here. Oh, shit, it's locked.
Is that Daniel Tosh?
I wasn't doing anything with my hair.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. Set in feudal Japan, Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance. And crime fans, don't miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Carl, now you know why I have the greatest head of hair in the game. You think you'll ever go to Dr. DeBeau if you start losing your hair? Man, if you didn't have hair, I don't know if I'd love you. I don't know. Then you'd be like one of those rescue dogs. Oh, God. I don't even like to talk about them. Cover your beautiful purebred ears. You're not a purebred. You're a fancy mutt. But thanks, Dr. DeBeau, for being so gentle on me. I look forward to that treatment every time from this day forward. Keeping my head of hair. I don't know how long I'm going to keep this hair. But as long as you keep subscribing and liking, I'll be here plugging. Yeah, I get it. Speaking of plugs, boyswearpink.com. Go pick up your little one. Something pink. The tour dates. Going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, Columbus, Ohio, in Michigan, Los Angeles, Vegas. Oh, sounds good. The GOAT comes out May 9th. I'm so excited about The GOAT. What fun that was filming that show 16 years ago. Well, now it's time for one of my son's bedtime stories. Last week, he left you with a real cliffhanger.
On bedtime stories.
As you recall, there was a blue gentleman that turned into a police officer or a police officer's car, I believe. Then there's a yellow, red guy that turned yellow. Made no sense at all. The story went off the rails. He knew it was going off the rails. He needed time to take a beat to figure out what to do. And it wraps up tonight. So I will see you next week.
Okay. And one of the, and the other one, I don't know, there was one of the fancy.
This story has gone off the rails.
I don't know why.
You don't know what you're saying?
Yeah.
You've got yourself into a pickle, huh?
Yeah. I went out new wizard.
All right. The end.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new. And streaming now on Hulu.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.